Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani.
What's up, Ishani? What's going on?
I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I am a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I'm your spiritual teacher. And I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I am also a past life and hugging guru. But most of all, I am a vessel and clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E.
And this is spirit-guided intuitive life coach and angel talker, Comfy Crystal. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. With these tools, you can be sure that the decisions you're making are the right ones for you and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at comfysoul.com and also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember you are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others.
Super! We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, either live or via a downloaded podcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. And you can find all of this info again on soulmatefinderkit.com. Let the magic begin!
So today we're talking about how you can face your fear and how you can use it to your advantage. And in certain situations, understand that the fear can be good. And what I mean by that, if you're a new parent and you have stairs and your first fear is imagining that your child will fall down those stairs, what you do is you put up a gate, and you don't waste time, you don't hesitate, you do it right away. Now, people in other situations that are in financial situations don't always do that. They overextend themselves. For example, if you're about to buy something at a store, and you know how much you have in your account, but if it's a credit card or something like that, you're going to spend the money and you don't even have it. And then you get yourself in trouble. But some people have that fear, that healthy fear, that says, you know what, I'm not going to make this purchase. I'll wait until my payday, and then I'll be good. That's how you can use it to your advantage. Some other times are when soldiers are in trouble, and their instinct kicks in, and their muscle memory kicks in, and the adrenaline kicks in. In martial arts, they teach you how to use that adrenaline to your advantage. And that's exactly what we're going to do today, is teach you how to use fear to help you gain the life that you desire. When we are in that mode where we have fear for the moment and we recognize it and recognize that it's healthy, that that is a healthy fear for us to use, that if it's prepping us for something that's coming up in our lives, that's a good thing. When it begins to take control of our lives, when it begins to take over, it's no longer healthy and it's not benefiting us, and then it's to our disadvantage. And so you'll notice that you're at this point when you start getting sick, you start feeling upset, you start getting jittery. And sometimes if you stand back and you use these feelings or emotions to your advantage, you can make great things happen. If you start feeling that jittery and you're about to go on stage and you say to yourself, I'm not scared of anybody in this damn audience. I'm going to go rock this and knock this out. Then it's a healthy fear. And they brought that up to let you know, prepare. Prepare yourself. Prepare for what's about to happen.
Anyway. the Elmer Fudd rap?
That was the Elmer Fudd rap. Don't be jealous.
So, I want to talk about for a minute why this came up today, why we were talking about this. There's been a lot of funkiness going on with the planetary energy right now. And by that I mean it's not exactly the usual retrograde that we're used to, but it's more along the lines of wanting to push forward and do more rather than retreat and stand in the background cowering in fear, hoping for the outside tornado to disappear. So instead of this being an energy of I'm burnt out, I'm not going to do anything, it's an energy of I'm a little burnt out, but I'm completely motivated to do something incredible and amazing, and I want so much. And that disconnect between the urge of wanting something and at the same time wanting to protect your energy and your emotions is a little bit of an oxymoron. It kind of pushes and pulls on you, and you're forced to make a decision one way or the other. So I think for the first couple days, the energy was more along the lines of just relax, take it easy, pick something and run with it. And right now the energy has moved into a little more anxiety. The people I've been speaking with have been more anxious. Sometimes they know why, and other times they don't. They just feel like something needs to happen, something needs to move. And if they sit down and think about it, they'll come up with reasons that, you know, they're needing to see more, do more, hear more, be more. So if you are listening to the show because you caught the headline and you were like, oh, all right, I'm scared of something right now. How can I make this work for me? Or you recognize that in yourself is a general fear. You have this recurring fear, whether it's one particular thing or you're that kind of person that kind of lets everything go, I don't know, I don't know if that's going to work, I don't know if I should do that, I don't know, and you have trouble making decisions, we need to talk because it's time to let that go. The planets want something more. So when we share with somebody what our fears are, we have to be willing to let go of the story we're telling ourselves and take some kind of action and be open to advice, or we're really looking for somebody who's going to dive in the junk with us and just kind of buy into what we're saying and agree with us, and then we feel justified in our fear. And there's really kind of no in between. There's the kind where your friend jumps in and justifies it, and you're like, well, that didn't help, so I'm going to go do my own thing and make my own decision anyway. And in that case, you pretty much already knew what you wanted to do, someone to agree with you, but there are a small few of you who will say, well, no one agreed with me, no one said I should do this, no one supported me, but I really feel the pull, so I'm going to follow through anyway. So kudos to you, but for the future reference, don't bother asking anybody. Chances are it's just someone who's going to poop on your idea, take down your excitement, and then you're not going to do anything about it. So if you know there's something in your heart that sounds really awesome, even if you don't know how you're going to do it, start. Do it anyway. Do a little bit of research. Talk to someone else who's doing it. I don't care if they're a stranger. Google them, pick up the phone, and say, hey, see that you're in this line of work. I'm kind of thinking about the same thing. Can I ask you a few questions? You have a few minutes for me. People love talking about themselves, so I guarantee you they're going to be like, yeah, sure, what do you want to know? Or call me back at this time. It'll be great. But when you feel inspired to take some action, run with it. And the way that we want you to face your fear today is to recognize how you can use that to ask yourself some core questions about what's really going on and then make them some decisions from there. So do you want to give an example, Leshani? Well, then. You named some before we got on the show. I'm going to let you think
so
about
I talked about how when people are doing martial arts and they have that adrenaline pumping through their body, they use it to their advantage. I've been at this point before where, again, I talk about creating the school for the spiritually gifted where I had no clue of how I was going to do it. And at that point in my life, I had not really talked in front of people. As when I first started my class and my group, I had somebody else do it for me. And I was afraid that no one was going to show up to my event. I was scared out of my mind the first time I was going to do it. Although, spiritually, I knew it was going to work. I just had to be consistent. And the first time, and I'm sort of bringing this story up again for a good reason, the first time I did it, nobody showed up right away. It wasn't until about 30 minutes later that one person showed up. And that person gave me a coaching and said, you have to continue doing this. People need this. There's nobody else doing it. You have to do it.
The key factor was that you both realized that you were put together at that time by yourself so you could have that conversation.
He literally said, don't worry about it. I'm here for a reason. There's no one else here for a reason, so we can have that conversation. And we did. And after we had that conversation, the next time it was like maybe five more people. After that, maybe, you know, six or seven. And then the next thing I knew, the room grew to it was 40 people crammed into one room where it was boiling hot from just the body energy. So getting over that initial fear of doing that and finally saying to myself, it is more important that I help people that are like me rather than me succumbing to the fear and just letting it beat me up and letting it make me cower in a corner and say, I can't do this. This happens all the time. And Crystal is a great person to take experience from or to watch, because I myself, being a spiritual person and a medium, I was not one to let my other life, my spiritual life, be shown, because I was afraid at a certain time that people going to listen to it weren't going to be a part of it. And this is just everyday conversation. But one of the things that I understand now is 9 out of 10 people, if you ask them, do you have a ghost story? Do you have anything that's happened to you like that? Boom. They will come up with a story that happened to them, a UFO story, a angel story. They'll do it. But I was living in the fear of, I'm not going to talk to them about this because I don't want them to look at me like I'm crazy. After creating the school for the spiritually gifted, one of the first things I did was say, welcome everybody, you're crazy just like I am. Because all of us were crazy enough to finally go to a class or a group and be surrounded with people who are of like minds. And what I've learned from Crystal, as much as a pain in the rear she is.
You love it.
No, I don't. But I learned that she just spouts out at the mouth about, yeah, I did this. This happened to me. Spirit came up and blah, blah, blah. And what I've learned from her, as I said before, is 9 out of 10 people will say, I agree. That happened to me in some way, shape, or form.
I think a good example was given by Doreen Virtue, if you've ever listened to her talk or be on her radio show with Hay House. She had a conference to go to, I believe it was in Sweden or something, and she was going to go teach an angel class. and she got to customs. And smartass. She got to customs, and she remembered that Spirit had told her the day previous that she needed to be in integrity with herself and her work and who she says she is and what she does, and speak freely all the time, not have a different mask or a different face on wherever she goes. And this is definitely easier on your energy when you show up everywhere as the same person. Think about all the different places you guys throw a mask on to go to work and then go be with your friends and then go be with your kids. You can slightly change it, maybe throw on something over your eyes, but you don't have to completely change that mask and be a totally different person. At the core, you should be you. So when Spirit told her you need to be authentic, you need to be you, she was like, okay, sure, no problem. I'll start being me. And then she was tested. She got to customs. And customs guy with a big scowl on his face, this big, mean, burly, humongous dude, said, why are you here? And she panicked for a second, and she had to say in her mind, she had to make a decision. For, of course, you can't delay too long, otherwise they'll probably throw you in a side room and strip search you. But what happened was...
give you a cavity search.
Yeah, she made a quick decision, and the decision was, do I tell him that I'm here to teach an angel conference, or do I just make up something else and say I'm going to an event? And she said, Spirit said, be yourself, be authentic. So what she did was she stood up and she said, I'm here to teach an angel conference. And the guy turned to the guy next to him and said, hey, I had an angel experience once. And the two guys shared a story with her about how they were connected to a crossed over loved one and they received a sign. So here she was prejudging how this man was going to receive her, and in the end she showed up as her authentic self and was received. Well, everything worked out. And the point of this is for you to know that when you show up as yourself, you're going to overcome a lot of those fears of what if they reject me? What if they don't like it? What if they don't agree? So what? Not everybody is going to agree with you, like you, want to do what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. It's just not going to happen. If you want that, go join a group of people that do what you do or like what you do and stay with them and hang out with them. And know that you have to stay in that bubble because you're going to freak out the minute you step outside and go to talk to somebody else. But recognize what you're doing. Do you need to seclude yourself? No, you just need to recognize that not everybody's going to be as excited about what you are as you are. And that's fine. You might even learn something by hearing somebody else's perspective. So some of the ways that you could start using fear to your advantage is to recognize where your own triggers are. What are the stories that you're telling yourself? And how can you use them to propel yourself forward? So if you've ever listened to the show before, I've talked about how I started doing spiritual coaching full-time, how Medium Ishani trained me to do readings, and how I started becoming more secure with my readings and my self-esteem and my confidence in knowing that I was doing what God wanted me to do. This was my gift. This was my service. So I had a regular J-O-B, just over broke. I was working in corporate America, doing the thing, getting paid biweekly, knew exactly what my raise was going to be and when, and could never make more money. And that wasn't okay for me, because I knew that I had incredible gifts and I wanted to offer them. Don't think I wasn't terrified. The first thought anybody has is, how am I going to do this? Am I going to be able to make money? Can I pay my bills? And am I going to be supported by Spirit? Is this what they want me to do? And on and on and on. There's 2 million other things that go with that. What I did was say, God, here's my contract with you. And this is how it works. So pay attention. Take notes. Because this is how you start manifesting something so the fear is not an issue. Because what you ask for, you get. What you don't get is what you reverse manifested or gave up on. So never quit 5 minutes before the miracle. Okay? So I said, God, if this is the work that you'd like me to do, if I'm supported and this is my path and I can do this, I know it's my choice and I could probably do 10 other things that would be just as fine that you would support. But if this particular thing, doing spiritual coaching and doing readings for people and supporting them, is what you'd like me to do, and you're going to support me. then lay me off from my job, give me a severance package, send me on my way, and make all those miracles happen. They're going to take place in order for me to continue doing this work. Bing, bang, boom, 3 months later, I got laid off. I'm the only one that walked out the door skipping and smiling. In fact, they thought I was going psycho.
They were hoping you weren't.
They really, really thought I was going to turn or wasn't getting what just happened or something. But I was like, no, you guys don't get it. I asked for this. I'm happy. It's happening. That's my first sign that I'm being supported. Now, in the human realm, this is where everybody panics. Oh, my God, I just lost my job. Oh, my God, I got what I asked for. Oh, my God, I wasn't ready. I didn't mean it. But I understood. I asked for this. In fact, I got specifically what I asked for. I was even okay with getting it a different way. I left it open. I said, God, this or something better. Let's make it happen. So, by the way, if you want to start implementing that, if you go to my website at comfysoul.com, right on the front page, there's a free Angels in Your Pocket guidebook that you can download, and it has that prayer, a manifesting prayer, and it teaches you how to ask the angels and God for what you're looking for, and it teaches you who the archangels are, what their names are, what their jobs are, so you can call on them specifically by name and then start looking for signs from that specific angel. So you'll know, you'll start learning how you're being supported. And if you've kind of done this on your own before, but you want a little help with it, both medium and both medium Ishani and myself teach angel sign language, and we can teach you how to communicate. So reach out to either one of us. Go to the website, Soulmate Finder Kit, and you can find our individual websites from there if you want to reach out to us. But anyway, the next step was for me to get out of my own damn way. Single moment that I freaked out, went into anxious or worry, lost a client, spent more money than I thought I was supposed to, had to buy a system that I didn't realize I needed. I could have chosen to stay in fear and freak out that, oh my God, my resources are dwindling and I'm not making anything. But instead, I set a time frame to freak out, and then I made a decision to turn around and say, okay, you freaked out for 5 hours or a day and you're done now. And now it's time to say, giving it to you, God, this is what I asked for. Thank you for my gratitude, my blessings. And I'm going to continue staying focused on the end goal. And the end goal is to get a radio show, partner up with someone, help people, and then let it all unfold from there with all the joy and happiness in my heart of knowing that I was helping someone, even if it was one person. If I only got one testimonial in my entire life, it would have been worth it, because that's how passionate I was about it. That's how focused I was on doing what I wanted to do. Because when I spoke about doing it, my heart lit up. So think about what it is that you want to do and how excited you get when you think about doing that, whether it's changing your job, moving to a new location, being in a new relationship, leaving a marriage, that's a tough one, and think about what's possible for you to have. And then say, I want this. I can have this. I deserve this. Be in that belief no matter what it looks like or how it feels.
Yeah, I remember, I'm glad you stated that when you were in the freakout mode, and it wasn't for very long, and we were probably going through the same thing at the same time, because I was coming to you and you were coming to me, and we were talking about, well, how in the hell are we going to get ourselves out of this? And I remember talking to you at, there was a point where my finances were low, and I probably at that moment had no income. I don't know what happened at that moment. I can't remember, but I talked to you about it. And you came out of yourself into your higher spiritual self, and I remember you giving me a reading, and that wasn't something that you normally did. Mm-mm. You didn't break out the cards, and I said, here, you're going to give me a reading.
Yeah, you kind of gave me a crash course.
I kind of threw you in there.
You gave me a crash course on how to read.
And I said, you read me. And she said, yeah, everything's going to fall into place. Just stay faithful. Everything's going to work out for you. It's not going to be very long. No worries. So I remember watching The Secret after hearing that and saying to myself, checks in the mail. I want checks in the mail. I no longer want bills. I'm not focused on that. No more energy. No more talk about it. Checks in the mail. and I came back to you with a rather large check. Do you remember that?
Yes, you did. You came in the door, and you're like, hey, remember that reading you gave me? I was like, yeah. And you went, bam, threw up the check. And it wasn't small, people. It was not small.
It was rather large. It was enough to take care of me. It was enough to take care of everything, all the bills that were piling up.
And
awesome. Yeah, and so we were able to do our group mediumship. All that fell into place. My school fell into place. Everything started working. And that's just from having faith over fear. I should make that a T-shirt. Faith over fear is kind of awesome. But so think about it. When you get to that point, it's perfect. If you are feeling the slight bit of fear whatsoever, you're about to have a breakthrough. Things are going to work for you. Thank God for that fear, because things are about to explode and they're about to go your way. But all you have to do is change your mindset. You can't get stuck in that fear. You have to say, I want this to happen. I'm not worried about that. This is going to happen for me. It's the same thing when you get yourself in a situation and you ask Archangel Michael, come in and take over and deal with this for me. I'm giving it to you. God, I'm allowing you to take this out of my hands. I can't deal with it. You take over. And they do, because you ask for it and things begin to change.
So the interesting thing about that fear place where you go into panic is any other human on the face of the earth is going to agree with you that you're totally justified in that fear. I'll agree with you for about 5 minutes. I'll let you vent, and then I'm going to pick your ass up, and I'm going to take you along with me on this angelic manifestation ride, because there's nothing that you can say to me that's going to convince me that you can't get what you want, because I see it happen over and over and over again. I get a coaching client. We start working together. I work on their underlying beliefs. We talk about what they want and deserve, really dig into what they're really, really feeling, and focus on that, and never let them look back. Bring them along with me, nudge, 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 let's go, go, go. And next thing we know, boom, not only did that one thing happen, everything started to happen. It always comes along with all the other things to support the one thing that you thought you were asking for. So when you have fear, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because it gives you an opportunity to make a choice about how bad you want something. If you're afraid of losing something, that's good. You want it. If you're afraid of losing something because you're afraid that you can't get something else, well, now you got to look at that fear and say, why do I think I don't deserve better? Why do I think that's not possible for me? Other people might get it, but not me. So, and then we work on that, because that's all bullshit. We're all here. We're all super duper awesome and special. God gave us this opportunity for a reason. We chose this opportunity, and my God, we're going to take advantage of it. And I'm not going to let you fall. Ishani's not going to let you fall. And so we're going to go to the phone line and start picking some of you guys up. So let's go to the caller with the last number 639. So caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Nicole, and I'm in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Nicole. How's it going?
Hi. I just figured out how to put myself in the queue today. So.
All right.
Congrats.
For me. Everything, I know, kind of funny. And I was like, I bet they're going to pick me up today, because I think I just need to look for the checks in the mail and not be afraid to move forward.
That's right.
In my next thing in life.
That's right. Start skipping to the mailbox. Don't walk over there with dread.
Start doing the running man to the mailbox. It'll be there.
Now, what do you tell people if it's not like a life fear, but like a, do you have dreams about losing your child kind of a thing?
You're a parent. That's perfect for you. If you have a thought, any inkling whatsoever, if it's to protect your child from something that you can do immediately, some life change, whatever you can do, then do it. If you know that it's nothing you can do about it, give it to God. If it's anything past that, then you're making it up in your mind. and let it go.
Yeah. No. True. I do that. I give a lot of things to God and the angels, and I cut the cords every day like you told me to, and I'm really looking forward. I think sometimes stepping out of your comfort zone, though, is a little challenging.
It's a practice for sure, definitely. I mean, even Ishani and myself, if we don't keep very conscious gratitude and blessing practice, it becomes second nature to go back to being just a regular old human and thinking stupid thoughts. So to keep the stinking thinking out of the path, it's important to...
Another T-shirt.
Yes. It's important to really stay focused in the practice of catching yourself. So like you said, if you're always having these dreams and you know it's because in the waking you have these fearful thoughts, well, this is your dreams giving you a way to manifest it and work it out through your dreams. Dreams will often show what we're thinking about during the day so that we can work it out in the dream time and let it go the next day. Or sometimes it's a little prophetic. You might have a dream that says, oh, hey, don't leave the bleach out, or don't put the seat next to the pool, or don't do this. Then, oh, there, you were shown by spirit, just take care of this and all of that will go away. We gave you a gift. So follow through is key also when you feel a nudge. So the balance is knowing when you've manifested your own fearful thoughts versus you're being shown something that's really helping you and giving you a chance to make a decision. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect.
Perfect.
So did you have any specific questions? Anything else you wanted to know?
Well, I mean, everything you said resonated with me. I that's the path that I'm on, is the path that you were on, and getting in a corporate position that doesn't feel right to me. But it does pay the bills for now, but going forward, just as yourself. And so I laughed out loud when you said, oh, just lay me off and give me a severance day. I think that would be my question, is my next step. How do I leap out of what I'm in, where I do have some commitments that I need to keep up with, and I do have a daughter to take care of? And so when you do have a child to take care of, it's completely different. If I was by myself, I feel like it would be a little easier for me to just say, oh, yeah, I'm going here, I'm doing this.
Okay. So what I'm going to kind of coach you on for a moment is, if you did not get out of that situation, what would it do to your daughter seeing you fearful?
Well, it's not the example that I would like to show her.
Okay. So is it more?
I'm sure.
Perfect. So is it more important that you show your daughter how she can be in the future, or is it? Help me out here. You know what I'm talking about. My brain just took a dump.
I find that meeting Ishani has a hard time staying grounded on planet Earth when spirit's taken into heaven at least once a week. So here's the thing. You have an opportunity to be an example.
There
kids, first of all, don't normally notice anything is lacking unless you portray that feeling and express that to them.
But the other thing is, they already know. They watch you. And because they're young and they're still in that heaven energy, they feel it and they already know when you think you're hiding something.
Yeah. And at the same time, the focus isn't on, what will happen to my daughter. The focus is, what can I do for my daughter by manifesting the spirit, give me what I'm asking for, and then just allow it to come how it's going to come. If you're not attached to, I have to get laid off and have a severance package, then you can say, you know what, whatever happens, however you bring it, this is what I want, and only focus on the want. So when you do that, you don't have to worry about the how. That's not your job anyway. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's what I've been trying to do, and push out any negative thoughts and give it to God and get rid of it. And I've been working on that to help myself move forward.
Okay. So have you continued with the Open Your Heart to Love meditation?
I did which one did I? I opened up the manifesto, but I did not do it yet. I did open it.
Okay.
And different meditations to meet your spirit guides more of what I've been working on, the drumming, the shamanism, like connecting with that energy of the spirit, my spirit animals and stuff. But that one I'm guessing I should work on.
Okay. The angels are asking you to continue with the open your heart. It's pretty much a direct message from Mother Mary, and she's saying for you to do that. And inside the open your heart to love meditation, there's talk about trust and fear. And when you begin to let that go, even your subconscious will pick it up, and the changes will come right after the meditation. I even do it sometimes myself, connect myself, because it's not me. It's spirit flowing through me. And so they're just asking you to trust. If you know what area you want to be in, begin to apply in that area. If you say, well, I want to be out of state or I want to be out of the country, begin to apply out of state and begin to apply out of the country.
Yeah, get a passport.
Definitely. Once you do that, spirit will say, I see what you're doing. You're doing your 5%. I'm going to do the rest. I'm going to take care of the 95%. I'm going to congratulate you for stepping out on faith.
So the last thing they want to say to you is don't worry about all the things you have going on at one time. It's too much noise. They just want you to make a decision on one thing you're going to stay focused on and be playful about it and just have fun with it and know with all your heart that the decisions that you made are the right ones for you, and stand your ground and keep focused on those. That's all they want to remind you of, okay?
And continue to love
yourself.
Perfect. And continue to love yourself regardless of your decision. I'm still awesome, even if I haven't did this yet. I'm still incredible, even though I haven't done that yet. I'm fine. I am where I'm supposed to be, all in divine timing.
Yes, everything will always come to fruition, be done, finally fall into a priority in divine timing.
Yes. Okay, Nicole?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you both so much.
You are so welcome. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Booga.
So when you're in that space of, I don't know if this is going to happen, man, I don't know about that, blah, 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 what Spirit is basically telling you is get ready, prepare, make some steps. You need to change right now. And if you change now, you're preparing for something to happen in the future. So if you don't want to be broke by Christmas or something, begin to work before Christmas. It's like if a squirrel's putting away nuts, he knows winter's coming. So I need to put this away. I need to do this. I need to do that. If your ants are coming out on your counter, that's because they know winter's coming. We're going to get all the food we can and take it back before winter comes. Spirit is preparing you. So take that preparation to change your life forever.
I'm laughing. You should have seen Yashani's squirrel mode right now. Threw his little hands up, started shoving nuts. It was hilarious. So the other thing that you said, I think you should share with the group. Share with the group, Yashani. If you have something to say, say it to everyone. You told her about Open Your Heart to Love meditation. Can you please share this with
the
group?
The reason why I said that is I do have a free Open Your Heart to Love meditation on my page at pathlifeguru.com. And I do that meditation myself. When I get bogged down or I get a little stressed or I feel a little fear around anything, I give it to God, I do the meditation, and when I come out of the meditation, I guarantee you I feel 100% better. I take myself out of here. I leave. I go into that energy and allow the angels to do spiritual surgery on me. And they literally do surgery on my brain. They get to working on parts of my body that are out of place, put my chakras back in order, and things begin to work. When you open your heart to love, and this is what this means, then you know that everything's okay. Because if you focus only on love, nothing else can come into that space. Not a thing. Not anger, not fear, not hurt, because that is not of love. And pure love comes directly from God.
Don't you worry about a thing.
I want to say that the first time that you recorded the official version of that meditation, the one that went out to the public.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever described to you what you look like or what happened. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious.
Okay.
So I knew that you popped into the studio, you did a couple recordings. I said, are you finished? You said, yeah. And then you said, I can't use it. I said, why not? You said, because Archangel Michael told me to do it again in the morning. And I said, why? And he goes, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it. But the next day when you redid it, you came back out. And I said, is it finished? You had this shit-eating grin on your face. You were so smiling. You had the most beautiful smirk. And you said, it's done. All calm and peaceful. I could see your aura glowing outside of you. And I said, what happened? And you said, it just felt right. And the reason Archangel Michael wanted you to do it the next morning, same words, same message you had to deliver, was because your energy was better and his energy was better infused into that meditation first thing in the morning. So when you listen to it, know that Archangel Michael comes immediately, boom, and starts throwing that energy back out through the meditation. It's incredible.
And I remember going through it the first night. Man, I was so pissed off. I'm like, man, I just recorded it. Everything's right. Why is this not loading? What the hell is wrong with this? Literally pissed off. Like, what? What happened? And it wouldn't load because it wasn't supposed to load. And when we have that energy, yeah, I said it's supposed to. When we have that energy around, this is not happening. It's not supposed to happen this way.
Why is it not working?
Why
for me?
Is it not working? Oh my God. And we go through that energy. Nothing will work because we have that energy. I was watching one of the shows on TV, which was, I think it was X Factor. And there was an incredible singer who came on stage. But what the singer allowed was the fear to take over. And you only get one chance, unless Simon feels like he's going to give you another chance, and which he did before, but
that's
back
right.
to this story.
Because you better lose yourself in the movement, the moment you want it. Come on.
Okay, Eminem.
Break it down.
Let me finish. Ruining my story. So when you get in that mode, and this is your time to show up, and believe me, every single day is your time to show up, and you don't, you will regret it. That opportunity may not come for a little while. Yes, God opens, one door closes, another door opens, but how awesome would it be to walk through that first door like the other people, just actually sing like crazy, and they get on the show? How hurtful was it that that person could actually sing? And all of the judges did say, we know you can sing, you have a voice, but you let fear take over. Not only that, it's on X Factor and what's that other show, The Voice.
Uh-huh.
How many times do they come on stage and let fear take over and then they ruin the song?
And they're brilliant.
And they're awesome. And I remember Simon saying, you know what? That wasn't the right song choice for you. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know why you're coming on the stage and letting fear take over. Go back, come back out, and show us what you got. And then it's incredible. But not everybody gets a second chance immediately like that. So take advantage of the now.
Yeah. And when that other door does open, it'll be different. It'll be a different opportunity because you can't have the same thing that was there before. Because now the energy's different, the timing's different, all the other factors around it are different. So you might be like, damn, I should have bought that lottery ticket because those were my numbers and I could have won and blah, blah, blah. Well, some people win with the same numbers. Just know that the right timing, divine timing, when it's meant for you to have it and do it again, it will be so. So just realize that every time you find yourself in fear, as Wayne Dyer said, fear is false evidence appearing real. So to you, you've built it up so much in your mind, it's become so real and it's already happened, even though 98% of the things we think about haven't happened yet that we're afraid of. So all that energy that you're putting to being terrified is not going into manifesting or working on the things that you do want. or spending the time and the energy on gratitude and blessings. And it's really important that you be able to make a decision at that point in time when you recognize that.
Okay, so let's go to the next caller with the last numbers, 523. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling from California.
Hey, how's it going? What's your question for us today?
What are the angels trying to tell me?
So today, they want you to know that you're on a success path. You have the Midas touch right now. They want you to accept opportunities that are placed before you. Archangel Raphael and Archangel Haniel are with you about healing. Raphael is the healer, and Haniel is about family and connection. So this is about weighing in with good decisions on your relationships, which keeps you in good health, and also understanding that when you let go of fears, you're allowing for the things behind the scenes to take place and come out in divine timing, just like we just talked about. We're so often so impatient and waiting for something to occur that we can't see when we take that giant leap to go catch the trapeze bar that there's a net underneath. We just can't fathom that, or we don't trust that that net's going to hold up, even though it's there and 500 people jumped before you. So they just want you to relax on that a little bit and understand that things are working in the background to give you exactly what you asked for, because you do have the Midas touch in this situation, and your financial security, the magic of life comes back, and you begin to feel that happiness again. So this is about you keeping faith and knowing that you're divinely guided on what you're doing. Because you're obviously doing a good job this moment if you're rolling around with a Midas touch at your fingertips.
So something just pushed my arm, and there's a grandmother energy surrounding you. And she said, you got to tell him, you got to tell him, you got to tell him. This is the second time you've been on the show within the last 2 days, and somebody continues to try and come forward and talk to you. They're still talking about your inner child. They're talking about whatever happened in your childhood. They're asking you to let go. The angels are letting you know that you're being watched over. They're just asking you to have a little patience right now and go through whatever you're going through. And they're bringing up a little bit of sobriety. And what sobriety means sometimes is basically just cleansing your soul. It doesn't always mean that you're having problems with alcoholism or anything like that. It means to cleanse your soul. Whatever you're going through, whatever was in the past, let it go. Let in the new. Allow the angels to take over and allow them to do the 95%. All you got to do is your 5%. They're asking you again to have hope. Have the hope like you used to have as a child. And once you do that and you get into that mode, that energy, that happiness, like you can have anything you want. Imagine going to Disneyland for the first time in your life and you're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Have it happen again and everything's going to work out for you.
So I'm having a synchronicity with what you just said, because I went to some notes that I had written down, and the very next thing that came up was, and Ishani is bringing up health. And so they're talking about how these things that you put into your, you know, your chemical system, your energetic system, have an effect on your body, chemically speaking. It's like if we eat a lot of carbs, a lot of bread, it physically changes our physical being. We wonder why we can't get back on our diet, and it's because there's a chemical change that makes you crave more of that sugar. And carbs just turn to sugar. Bread turns to sugar. So this is also a good metaphor for continuing to stick to thoughts that we know aren't serving us, and then craving more of that and inviting more of that because it's a comfort zone. You know, that saying about misery loves comfort. Because it's easy to stay in the same place with the same thoughts, because you at least know how to navigate that. Even if you're coming home every day and throwing yourself down on the bed and crying and throwing a fit about how horrible your life is, you at least know that you're going to do that. You're going to feel slightly better when you're done. It's a harder decision to break that habit and turn it into something else. You know what I mean?
Definitely. So I want to give you a quick example. Hey, we're going to let you go, and I hope that helped. Did that help you out?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
That grandma energy must be really strong.
Yeah, she knocked my elbow over. So one of the things that came up for me is, like, imagine a doctor in surgery, and he begins to freak out at the blood that's in the body. I mean, not squirting out anywhere, just freaking out that there's blood in the body. Although he's been through medical school, had a couple surgeries prior to that, what if he just decided, I'm so scared, I'm going to go over here and throw a hissy fit and throw stuff around the room because I don't want to see that blood? Is it possible that person's going to die on the table?
I can't handle this. I'm out of here.
I'm done with this. I don't care. I hate you.
My girlfriend broke up with me today. I just don't want to do this right now.
We have a choice to make. There's a reason why we're there. There's a reason why it's in front of our face. And like the doctor, we have to face it. We have to say, all right, I know this person is bleeding out. And literally, sometimes our soul is bleeding out and asking you for help. And when that happens, that's when we have to stand up and take control.
So I want to say something. Wow, time has really gone by very quickly. So I want to say something about the change and why we go into fear. So you recognize it when it's starting to happen and you can have a different mindset about it. So when change starts to occur, this is when we get scared because now things are different, the unknown is coming, we begin to freak out. If we start to see that change feels negative to us because something's different and we're afraid and we don't know if it's going to work out, then our only job at that point is to stay centered, to remain positive, and to get a perspective on this. So if you begin to make it second nature in your thought process that you understand you have an angelic team. There's not just one guide with you. You have a team. They're always with you, like a bunch of them. Like me and Ishani will get emails or phone calls from people saying, hey, you guys, you came to me in a dream last night and you coached me or you helped me or you healed me. And I'll know it because I'll wake up a little tired that day.
I can be exhausted. Damn it.
And then they'll,
I wanted to sleep.
Yeah, then they'll tell me what happened and what I did, and I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. So I probably should get better at saying, all right, I'm not taking off tonight.
Yeah, shield yourself before you go to sleep.
Yeah. But anyways, the know that you have a team with you. So when things change, don't look at it as everything's falling apart. Look at it as, oh, I'm getting what I asked for. I don't know how it's coming or why they have to move this stuff around or how that's even remotely related to this other thing. Because some people don't see how losing their job helps them get the true love of their life. They just don't get it. But I could easily tell you, you probably hated your job. It probably sucked your energy. You weren't being joyful. You weren't shining your light. And who was going to be attracted to that light? So here you meet somebody a couple days later. They're a romantic love interest to you. All of a sudden you have a great aura. You go get a job that's even more fantastic because your shine was on. Your glow showed up to that employer. And they were like, you know what? I know there's a lot more to you than you said. And I want you, and I want to start you at a higher grade. That happens a lot. I hear that a lot. That happened to me a couple times. So I want you to surrender to the process because surrendering is so powerful. If you try to change what's happening, you're taking away the manifestation of what's unfolding for you that's making that miracle come. Because these miracles come not in the obvious way. They come in different ways. They have to take something from you. I'm going to give an example. I have somebody who I knew intuitively needed a new vehicle. And I was afraid to tell them that when I was around them in their vehicle that I felt that they were going to get into an accident. I didn't want them to worry and manifest an accident. It was coming, and it had to happen for a reason. So in my mind, I'm saying, why is this accident going to happen? And then I hear them tell me, oh, I've been having a little trouble. I just had this fixed on my car and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, that's the reason. So I prayed for them. I said, if this is coming, if that's what it is, we surrender to this. I pray for their soul. I want them to be taken care of, let everything work out for their highest good. please take care of their physical being, protect them and everyone else involved in the accident. And I let it go. 2 weeks later, they got into an accident. The car was totaled. And I knew damn well that if they got into an accident, they couldn't afford to have a new vehicle. They didn't have a down for a new car. So I said, Spirit, highest good. I understand you're switching out their car. Just fix it for them. Do whatever you got to do. I trust you. I know miracles happen daily because I get them daily. And what happened was, because this person needed a vehicle and they told somebody about their accident, someone else put the down, got that car outright for them and said, pay me back when you get your insurance money or whatever happens, make payments to me. But you're a good person. I'm sorry that happened to you. And I just happened to know about somebody who was giving away this steal of a car, so I picked it up for you before I even asked. I hope it's what you want. Bing, bang, boom. It was perfect. It was newer. It was great. It was perfect for their needs. And you know what? I forgot that the other miracle came through yesterday. The other part of that miracle was the insurance company got back to them and said, I know you thought you were only going to get $800 for your car, but you had your vehicle in such great condition. We compared it to other vehicles in your area, and we're going to give you $5,000. It was, the other vehicle was already paid for. It was already taken care of. And now he's got $5,000 in his pocket. What? Spirit delivered. They didn't get hurt. Their car got totaled. They immediately had a new one that same day.
Check's in the mail.
And the check came in the mail.
There you go.
Come on now.
There you go.
That's how stuff works. It's
definitely
awesome. So remain faithful and dive into transformation. Don't try to control it. Just let it happen the way it's supposed to happen so that you're manifesting what you asked for. And know it like you know, because you have your heart with your focus, with your eye on the prize. That's all you need to focus on. I want this. I see this outcome for me and my child. I want to live in this location. I want to be with this kind of person. I want to start this kind of career. I don't know how. I'm not even qualified. I don't even have money. Forget all that. It comes. But stay focused on the picture of what you want, because this is how the universe thinks that you already have it. The universe feels what you feel. And if they feel that you're lacking, you're not deserving, you're scared, you're going to manifest more of that. So if you feel you're already doing this awesome job, you feel you're already in this awesome relationship, you get dressed up, you take yourself out to dinner, you give yourself a wink in the mirror, you're gorgeous. Know that that's coming. And you guys know it because you call in and you get readings from us and we confirm what was going on before you even ask. We just tell you, and you're like, oh, my God, that's what I wanted to know. Yeah, that's because it's happening. Wait for it.
So before we go, I want to give out the websites, and whoever you resonate with, if you feel like you need coaching, you feel like this is something for you, you feel like you want to make a change, you feel like you want to get over your fears, and you want a little help with that, you know, you can contact Crystal at her website. Give out your website, Crystal.
ComfySoul.com, and go pick up your free Angels in Your Pocket guidebook. Start manifesting today, today, today.
Definitely. So if you want to go to my website, it's www.pastlifeguru.com. And there you can download the Open Your Heart to Love meditation and begin to get rid of that fear permanently.
Yeah, and we have a joint website at soulmatefinderkit.com. So if you guys are looking for a love relationship, there's some tools there, and then you can find our individual websites there also.
Definitely. So I asked that Archangel Michael come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. And may the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords, and thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings, and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.